That Pants, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Susie Riddle.
Chapter 1. Bat Pants and Other Family Members. I live in a tree house. You may wonder why. Could it be, 1, because my parents don't have a proper house? 2, because my parents didn't like to have us kids in their house because we're too noisy and messy? 3, because a gigantic strawberry cheesecake had fallen out of the sky, landed on our house and smashed it to bits and we had to live somewhere? 4, because Dad was very clever and thought that Finn and Zach and I would really, really, really like to live in a treehouse, so he built one for us. Guess what the answer is? Of course, it's 4. The treehouse is connected to the main home by a wooden walkway that wiggles across to the upstairs hallway. We have a dangly rope hanging down to the ground. There are wooden stairs too, but the rope is a lot more fun. Finn is 7 and a small pain. Zach is 13 and a big pain. Then there's me, Tilly. I'm 10 and definitely no pain at all. Oh, and I mustn't forget our orangutan. Dad trains animals for films and TV. You remember the advert where a tiger sits in a car and seems to drive it? Well, the tiger was trained to do that by our dad. And it was Dad who brought our orangutan over from Borneo. He'd been filming there. She was just a baby then, and an orphan too. Dad looked after her. He couldn't bear to leave her behind when filming finished, so he got permission and brought her home to us. We fell in love with her at once. She was so cute, even when she tiddled on your lap. It wasn't her fault. Even human babies do that. Mind you, it did help when Mum got some disposable nappies for her. She looked so funny, waddling about the house like some incredibly hairy little old man who'd been put in a washing machine and come out all shrunken and with very long arms, and wearing a nappy. Do you know what the most difficult thing about having an orangutan in the house is? I'll tell you. Trying to think up a good name for her. Gingernut, said Zach. Mabel, I offered. Hairy Bum, Finn suggested, and went into squeals of laughter. He was only 5 at the time. Floretta, said Mum, which mystified us. She held up her hands and explained. I had a great aunt called Floretta, and she was rather similar to an orangutan. But Floretta makes her sound like a bit of broccoli, I complained.
Anyway, how did your great aunt look like an orangutan? Asked Zach.
She was rather hairy, Mum told us, stroking her chin, which sent Finn into more squeals. Then Dad came up with his suggestion.
Lady Henrietta Withering Gastrumpet, he announced.
We looked at him in despair, and we still couldn't think of a good name. One day, Finn was playing at being Batman. He didn't have a proper costume, but I gave him a pair of my old tights. Finn pulled on his grey school jumper and a pair of Wellingtons for his bat boots. His cloak was a black bin liner. Batman's pants were a problem, though. Finn didn't have any black pants, so he found a pair of Dad's Y-fronts. Gross. Don't worry, they were clean, but totally uncool. Just don't poo in them, I warned.
I'm not 2, and Batman does not poo his pants, shouted Finn.
The orangutan came in to see what all the noise was about, and my brain just about burst with the best idea ever. Why don't we dress her as Batman? Quick as a flash, the tights came off Finn and went on the ape. So did the school jumper. We decided the boots wouldn't work. Instead, we draped her in Batman's cloak. That just left the pants. I don't think orangutans like wearing pants. Ours snatched the Y-fronts from me and stuck them on her head, pulling the sides right down over her face. Her nose and one eye peeped out from a leg hole. An ear poked through the other. The ape stood there, gazing at us with the one bewildered eye.